When someone close to you dies, you feel like all you can do is put one foot in front of the other. Often in hindsight, we discover that when we've struggled with that kind of pain, we've also developed new insights, learned new skills, and perhaps even gained new knowledge. Losing something or someone we love can teach us to grow even as we struggle with loss. Well, this meditation from Luke chapter 9 is a reflection on finding comfort in knowing that you can do more than cope with loss. You can choose growth. In losing what you hold most dear on earth, you can grow in deeper understanding of what it means to discover everlasting, eternal joy by following the Holy Spirit. So to begin, relax in this eternal time and place to be guided into the presence of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just a calm moment to choose growth and healing. Relax your mind as you calm your body. Rest your thoughts as you ease your eyes closed. And feel yourself begin to rise above earthly gain to surrender to the eternal reward for the sake of God. Continue on now by receiving and replying to this responsive reading from Luke chapter 17. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, give me the desire to pursue you. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Whoever seeks to save his own life will eventually lose it through death. So Lord God, give me the desire to pursue you. And whoever loses his life in this world will keep it. So, Lord God, give me the desire to pursue you. Whoever loses his life will be kept from the consequences of sin and separation from God. So, Lord God, give me the desire to pursue you. Spend a few more moments now, delighted to follow the Holy Spirit in this time you've been given. Do you ever find your thoughts anchored to what is temporary? Well, take this next moment to break away from the temporal to embrace the eternal. Take note of your surroundings. What is fleeting right now? And what is lasting? Well, settle deeper and begin to relax in his eternal presence. With your eyes closed or open in a soft gaze, I want you to begin to label what you encounter around you. Name what you see that is fleeting. Label what you feel that is eternal. For the sake of God here, note the everlasting. So what are you encountering right now that reminds you of God's eternal love? Can you hear of Christ's everlasting peace around you? We'll stay here being present with God, surrendering the transient to embrace the immortal. I'll give you a minute to practice this, and if your mind drifts, softly whisper, "Lord God, give me the desire to pursue you." Center two on your breathing. Where do you feel your breath right now? Your nose? Your mouth? Your stomach or chest? Notice how each breath is a temporary filling and emptying, a fleeting expanding, and then releasing. I want you to join me in taking five long, deep breaths, and begin to count back from five with each exhale. Now change the pace of your breathing. Just notice and count each breath down from five. Notice each breath leaving as then another returns. I want you to pursue each new breath. Continue to focus on your breathing for this next minute. And even as you center on your breathing, your mind may wander. Not to worry. Don't fight the drifting, but without effort, start back at five and center on your breathing once more. For another minute, softly whisper the words, "Lord God, give me the desire to pursue you." Take a moment to center on pursuing the eternal once more. Feel yourself letting go of what is temporary, letting go of yourself to pursue the eternal Holy Father. Just let God be the center of your interest. Let your pursuit of Him be what motivates your heart, your soul, and your mind. Is your mind wandering a bit? Not to worry, that's not unusual. But rather than judging yourself, let your drifting thoughts remind you to center back on your pursuit of the eternal God. Receive now and repeat this centering prayer. Lord God, give me the desire to pursue you. Continue to stay mindful of pursuing the presence of God as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from Luke chapter 9, verse 24, and we'll begin in the New King James Version. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will then save it. What did you hear? What about it makes you most grateful? Well, listen once more and allow the Holy Spirit to guide your attention. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will then save it. How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? What thoughts passed through your mind? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on where the Spirit of God is drawing you. Listen once more, but consider it now in a wider reading from the New Living Translation. Then Jesus said to the crowd, "If any one of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross daily, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world, but are yourself lost or destroyed?" What in this passage brought you the deepest peace? Well, if you like, for this next minute, return once more to your breathing and be mindful of each fleeting breath as it reminds you of the eternal abundant life found by God's grace through faith in His Son. In this third reading, Let the words guide you to deeper prayer as you listen now from the New International Version. Then Jesus said to them, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most want to communicate with God in this time of silent contemplation? Well, as your mind drifts, acknowledge it, then pause, relax, and bring your attention once more back to your breath and whisper, "Lord God, give me the desire to pursue you." While resting in imaginative contemplation, return once more to our time in Luke chapter 9. Earlier in this passage, Jesus was praying privately. The disciples were with him. And then he turned and asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptist." And some say, "Elijah," but others, "that one of the ancient prophets that has come back to life." Then Jesus said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" And then Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one of God." Well, I want you to imagine being there that late afternoon, the long shadows of evening crawling over the land. As you listen, how do you answer Jesus' question? What do you seek from Jesus? Something fleeting or something eternal? What are you pursuing? Well, let this next minute be a time of contemplation to experience the sufficiency of Christ, the utter peace in surrendering the things of the world for the things of heaven, of giving up your life to gain your soul. As you close your time, return once more to your breathing. It's a soft, whispered breath of meditation, letting the word pursue guide you today. Let it be your meditation all through your day to pursue the eternal God with all of your heart, all of your mind, and all of your soul. And when you're ready, step into your day and be mindful of moments to choose God and encounter His everlasting sufficiency. Now please accept this closing benediction to remember that whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for the sake of God will save it. May you live by Christ, be guided by the Holy Spirit, and follow the greatness of God. And Heavenly Father, by your mercy, hear this prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.